Welcome everybody to podcast numero uno, the Off the Leash Experience with me, Jeremy Waller, and the one, the only, the man, the myth, the legend,
Patty Gleason. LTFM, what's up?
What's going on, everybody? So this is day number one on the podcast game. Been talking about it for a while, so it's finally got a chance to sit down and do it.
We're here.
And so we're going to talk a little today about what Off the Leash is, how we got here, how it started, and kind of what it became a little bit over time.
Yeah, let's get into it.
So how it started, me and Patty both worked together at a gym, and first time I met him, I just saw him working out in the gym, and I was like, this guy's just a savage, day in, day out. So kind of shortly thereafter, we became friends, and I just started calling Patty the Beast Off the Leash, just because everything he was doing was just not, I would just say, like, the standard things you see somebody doing, and just a work ethic that was second to none. So we just started kicking it, and yeah,
talking about it, it's like flashback, bro.
It's kind of a good time. I know. I was just talking to my wife today about kind of just relationships that happen, like people that you've known for a long time, but you really don't know much about them, and then people you like never met, and you all of a sudden you just become family pretty fast, just because of just kind of like common identities, experiences that you've shared, just the way you live your life kind of comes in. And then on the flip side, it's kind of like your strengths fill their weaknesses and vice versa. And that's kind of how it just kind of genuinely came together. But
and I love that. It's like just recently, too, because of Off the Leash, I've been meeting people that I've been watching through IG or through the lens,
just crazy. You know,
and connecting with them. And I'm on the phone with them on a daily basis now, like developing relationships with them. So it's like Off the Leash is really, one, it's taken off, but it's, two, it's since the inception of Off the Leash, and what you're just talking about, building relationships and like how people meet and just kind of the ethos of the universe and connecting with people. It's Off the Leash has recently been bringing me together with some people that I personally have been wanting to meet. So it's been really cool.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy how just like nowadays we're able to do things that 10 years ago you wouldn't even cross your mind were possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it be stuff like this, the podcast, or meeting people across the country, like you said, that you were just watching or like admiring from afar. And I think it was, so kind of going back to the inception of Off the Leash, and a Patty, obviously integral in paintball. And I'm sure sometime we'll go deeper into like your story and where you came from and how you got here.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember he was started doing some programming for stuff that would make his game better. And it was kind of cool just from an outsider's perspective to see kind of where you started programming. And all of a sudden you started getting some energy because turning heads on the field, which is, I mean, word of mouth is one thing. But like when people see the difference that what you're doing makes, you know, they get that FOMO, like whatever that person is doing, I need to be on board. And so we just kind of started this thing called Off the Leash, that started out as just like a fun name, and it kind of turned into kind of like a lifestyle kind of belief system, mindset combination. And so we just started to throw some gear behind it, and I was surprised by how it kind of popped off, from your connections, my connections, from, you know, Hawaii down to Florida to just kind of all over the place, people putting in
I wasn't too surprised, because in many ways it was just something that, and we've talked about this, just happened organically, and we both kind of embody that mindset, and we just put a title to it. And so like I knew that it was gonna just, and then staying within our wheelhouses, I knew that we would be generating some energy. Now our problem is just put, not our problem, but our next step is just connecting more people to what we're doing.
Totally.
And I still don't view it as like a brand or anything, except just something that we were shooting back and forth to each other. But just through my training programs and like the paintball community, and then people that are around locally that know us, it is catching some traction.
And
so
I remember looking back and us just laughing because we had people reaching out on like Instagram and being like, how do I be a part of Off the Leash? And we're like, we don't even know what you're asking to be a part of.
Still don't know how to answer that.
Right. But it's kind of like that. I was kind of thinking about it the other day of just like, what is Off the Leash? If you had to like put it into words. And the thing that just kind of came to mind is just like the power of going through it. Like whether it be the experiences you went through in life that you had to go through that made you who you are, that create that mindset and kind of the, just the willingness to push through. And I think that's the power of just like pushing through whatever's in front of you. Mm-hmm. And, whether it's the fitness or that's mental or it's, you know, emotional, whatever the case is, it's, you know, looking at what's coming in front of you, you know, like the limits are going to come, you know, that the fatigue is going to come, you know, that, you know, the battles on the field are going to come and what are you going to meet it with, you know? So whether it be the physical preparation that, you know, your programs you put together have prepared people for the physical, you know, but also, you know, the mental focus, fortitude in the gym to, you know, one, showing up by yourself and putting yourself through a program that's not easy, you know, but it's like the joy set before you, like the knowing that it's going to make a difference on the field is what brings you through like the day-to-day grind. And I think that I would say like it's not the weights that make you who you are, but it's like who you have to become to lift the weight, you know, that builds that identity within you, whether it's the, you know, mental fortitude or the capacity that's expanded, you know, while doing the work. It's kind of crazy.
And for me, it's like for me, when I think of Off the Leash, it's like more that it's that community of it, because showing up every day and trying to be better than the day before and being your best can really be exhausting. You know,
totally.
The responsibilities start to build up because you start progressing in life. You know what I mean? And then so you just get more responsibilities. I've always been just a firm believer that God only puts whatever you can handle on your plate. But as you grow, more stuff is getting put up right onto your plate. So it's that sense of community that we are showing up every day to be better. And knowing that I have now this community of people that identify with Off the Leash and are in and buy into it, you know what I mean? That we're all going through the same thing together. So that gives me a little sense of comfort. And when I'm feeling fatigued or when I'm having a real fuck it attitude, I'm be like, okay, well, I was just talking to so-and-so and he was going through some shit.
Totally.
And so if he was going through that and is, you know, took my information and my words of encouragement and pushed through it, then I should be able to, you know, push through myself.
Yeah, and there's a Simon Sinek's new book called The Infinite Game. He talks about like different pillars that you like have to have, like as you grow, as you push forward, because every day requires something new from you, like a new you. And he said one of them is worthy rivals, you know, not like a competitor next to you that's like you're taking away from my pie to succeed, but in a way of people of just greatness around you, that the greater they become, the greater you pull yourself into because they see a greatness in you and vice versa. And so, you know, the harder you work, like I'm looking at you like, well, I can't get outworked in here, you know, and I think that comes down to, you know, making a decision about like who you are before you step into the situation. You know, like when you walk in the gym, you have this set, you know, identity, like I'm the hardest working person in the gym. Like I finish strong. The farther I get through my set, the stronger I get, you know, and it's kind of one of those, there's a Kevin Garnett quote that says, I know I'm going to get tired, but I just know you're going to get tired first. And it's just that willingness to push. And when you have those people around you on those days that you're like, want to throw the towel in early, it's like the people that pick the towel up and throw it back at you. It's like, no, we're not done yet.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes like a massive amount of humility, but also a pride and willingness to put yourself and make yourself vulnerable to like what other great men, you know, where they may not see you every day at your very best, but they're going to pull you deeper into like who you know that you are. And I think that's the beauty of a community of just greatness, where people like man, woman, child, like everybody wants to belong,
mm-hmm.
but you want to be in a place of belonging where those people are pulling you, they're sharpening you day in and day out. And it's been cool just to see, you know, from my perspective, the messages that come out on Instagram or the people that hit you up, you know, whether it be from your past or people now, that's like watching you do your thing, like makes me want to live a better life.
Yeah.
You know, and if we only got one message from all of this, like it was worth it. Because when you step into it, you know, you're looking at not just like changing like, oh, my squat got better, although that's great. But at the end of the day, it's like you're having an eternal impact on that person's life. And that's what, you know, makes it all worth, you know, the long hours of stuff that you're not getting paid for.
Yeah.
The time that you spend like staying up at night, like we both lose sleep over this to make it something that people, you know, will make people great. Yes. Let's talk about personal impact. Things that you've seen, heard from your clients, teammates, friends, just since we've started this, what have you gotten as far as like feedback goes?
You know, it's when I have people reaching out and asking me about Off the Leash, what we do, and you know the things that we provide them. It's just that initial connection with them. And then when we start working together, it's really cool. And I think that's what is the fuel that, one, why I got into it and what keeps me going. It's just that the change that people have a need, or they have a want for connection and a sense of belonging. And when you give them a title to that and make them feel like they belong to a community, the things in their lives change. I do my weekly check-ins with my remote coaching, and a lot of the times it's not even talking about the training. I mean, we can be on the phone for 30, 40 minutes and we're just talking a story about the things in their lives. You know what I mean? And I think for me, coming from a counselor background, I have that in me to just listen. You know, and I think that goes a long way. And the things that, you know, people go through, whether it's health-wise and overcoming dietary issues, or things with relationships are a big one that people are, you know, talking to me about and open up about freely. And, you know, to have that confidence that I can be someone that they confide into, talking about someone's significant other, and just how we can bounce back ideas back and forth off of each other, and then they have a sense of clearing, or you know, a moment of clarity when they have that light bulb go off, or have that aha moment and just feel better for the day. Like, man, that really helps out a lot for my own fuel.
Totally.
You know what I mean? But as far as that, you know, I'm not going to go into names or anything, but yeah, I mean, impacts, I think that's why we're in the business, right? Mm. I mean, we want that human connection. And being able to positively change someone's life for the better feels good.
Totally. And I think that there's, for me, there's a time where I kind of realized that my place in the people around me is just being like an influencer of influencers. Mm. And to clarify that, being like, everybody has the ability to be an influencer and as an influencer, but there's also people who are constantly looking to pour into everybody else, into their surroundings, into the business that they're a part of. And where I saw a gap was who's pouring into the people who are pouring into everybody else. And there's just a huge gap there. If people say aren't going to church, or they're not seeing, you know, a counselor, or, you know, a therapist or coaches, there's just this huge gap of like longing for somebody help me, you know, with direction, or like I have the willingness, I have the willpower, I just don't know where to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you've seen plenty of people in that way, you know, say in the paintball community, where like, I know I need to get better. I know these are the areas that I'm missing. And your ability, you know, knowing you have the skill set to give those people what they need is just super rewarding. And when you see your hard work like being put into place, I know for me it's always like this surreal moment. It's like the most empowering and most humbling moment at the same time, where you're like, oh, I did that, like I created that. At the same time, you're like, dang, somebody's like taking, you know, what I've given them, and it's taking them to a new place. And yeah, that's always been a part of my DNA, is like when I find people that I believe in, you know, whether it's somebody younger than me or older than me, or a peer of mine, when I believe in them, you know, I'll give whatever I have to help take them you know, to the next level. However that looks, like if I have the tools, it doesn't really come down to the money or the finances or the time or the investment. Like I really just want to see that person's vision like come to fruition.
Yeah.
And that's part of like what Off the Leash is on both of our ends. And I can see that you get super inspired when guys take your program and they take it to the next level and they're telling their friends about mm-hmm. it. And that just makes you want to be better. You know, it makes you want to go learn more and be more of a sponge because you want to be bringing something new. And so it's just incredible how that impact like always brings back, you know, more passion to be better and to grow. So we push each other.
You know, what's funny. It's the intention isn't to get the reward from changing someone's life.
Right.
Like that's never been my fuel. Like I never jump into a situation being like, oh man, I can't wait to like change this person's life. Like that's never been my perspective of it. It's more of the fact that I like jumping into the trenches with someone.
Totally.
And figuring it out.
Completely agree.
And then, you know, you don't always see the progress. And you may not even hear them with their life change story months later. And they like reach back out to you and be like, hey man, I just want to let you know, like this really helps, you know, this our conversation or what you did here, like it really helps. So like a lot of things you may not even know about. And so it's really never the reward is never the fuel for the fire. And so just being in the trenches with people, and I think that is where I get my excitement and the work is done. It's like jumping in and being like, how we figure this out, you know? And, but as far as kind of our influencers,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm going to put you on the spot here and just say like, maybe who's the top three people right now influencing you and helping you kind of shape the Jeremy is, who is Jeremy today, and excluding any significant others and me and you.
Yeah, that's always an interesting question because I think those people that you're looking for changes like through different seasons of your life. And I think that takes a lot of humility to put yourself around, you know, people of influence. And, for right now, I'd probably say, you know, me keeping it absolutely 100, I tend to be a visionary and an ideologist. And I think there kind of came this moment where I realized that, you know, of all the days I had, like my ideas remain ideas until like there's action and execution. And so I think, especially this last year, I went on this search of, you know, how do I find just people of excellence, but people of execution and people not just who had ideas, but people who like followed through with them.
Right.
And people that I not only respect on like a business level, but also as an individual. And I think I cherish that more and more, the older I get and, you know, the better like life resume we put together, the better people we get to be around. So the three people,
I'm just smiling too, because along the way we found the ones that, I mean, there's a lot of people out there that talk and then no action. And I think they hold a special spot for influence as well.
Yes.
Cause totally. We see that and it's like, they give us their, you know, they say something and then nothing, there's no action. And I think that helps more us too, because it's like, no, we're the opposite of that.
Right.
But
I think those people, I think they go both hand in hand, you mm-hmm. know, like the dreamers need the executors and the executors need the dreamers. In the same way, like I tend to be an optimist to the absolute fault, and I'm surrounded by a lot of my closest friends or realists, like with their feet on the ground, you know? And so there's like that. There's always like those tensions in life, like whatever you're talking about. And it's how do you find the people that bring that healthy balance where there's not one better than the other? That's not the standpoint, but it's, you know, how can we do this a little bit different to make it a little bit more healthy? So I think one person, mostly last name's out of it, his name is Jim, but he was a client of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And we met at the gym and he took me out, and just wanted to hear my story. And hearing his story was really incredible. I mean, been like CEO of some pretty incredible companies, spent time doing wealth management, just been around like some of the craziest people that I've ever heard. And the thing that really stood out to me was, you know, he had every reason to like sit on his high horse and tell me all the things I need to do differently in my life. But when we started talking, he just sat there and he listened as if he had something to like to learn from me. Like roles were reversed. And through that, I think, you know, one of my favorite hashtags is if you know, you know. Mm. And there's some people who, when you're operating at a certain level, you know, people are like, eh, it's just kind of whatever. But the people who like really know what it takes to be excellent, like they can see that thing from a mile away. You're like, yeah, that person has, you know, what it takes. And that's kind of how we met, you know, where you don't need the hurrah, hurrah. You don't need like the pats on the back. There's just like this head nod that's like, I see you, you know, and I appreciate you. And so we've kept in touch ever since. And it's just been like this incredible relationship where he has the years and experience on me. And the ability to execute and to hold me accountable to not only what I've shown I'm capable of, but also the vision and, you know, things that they've seen in me. And so I'm willing to listen because that relationship goes two ways. That's one. Two, there's probably, we'll just stick with two because I think these are the two main guys. And the guy his name is Michael. And somebody that I look up to thoroughly on every level of life, whether being an athlete, whether being a professional, whether being like as far as how they handle their family, and then just the way they choose to live their life is just absolute excellence across the board. And I know we study a lot of, I would say high achieving individuals. We find kind of interest in those people. Yeah. It's like the David Goggins of the world.
I was just thinking all the podcasts, yeah, all the books.
Totally.
Know, there's heavy hitters out there.
Yes. And they're also tend to be on the extremes. You know, it's like somebody who has the greatest physical feats and you're like looking at their personal life and they've had three divorces and like, and it's like those things take a toll. And so I think I just have a deep appreciation for people who found a great balance.
Yes.
Across the board.
Balance
so
is the key.
I would say those are the two main people who have really stood out to me of just not only the excellent, but they're just consistent,
yeah,
with who they are and how they are across the board. What about yourself?
Yeah. Before I segue into that, it's like, I think we're in a weird time too, where there is, it's not a weird time, but it's just like, we have so many influencers.
Totally.
You know what I mean? And so like, and then all of those people are telling you how to do things, where it can get really confusing, and like you have to be going to the extreme hard every day, you know. And I've had to take a break, you know, from the podcast and all of that stuff, because I just can't, you know, I came to the realization those guys made it to where they're at on their own.
Yes.
And I just have heavily felt that me and you are exactly the same, and we're just doing it on our own. I don't need other people's influences in that way. But to kind of think about the people in my life right now, like you said, it goes in and out. You know, you said that perfectly. It's like what we need. We people are in our lives for a reason at the times that we need it. And I think with the exclusions that we did, because that chops off a couple off the list. My biggest ones now probably, and leaving last names out, but are Luca and Andreas, down at Vigor Ground, just being under that roof. And I've talked to you about it before. I've learned so much. Luca with the fitness and just with his hustle and stuff like that. It's just like something that I look at from afar and from the outside and just inspire to be and kind of do as he does. And then the business side too, just like picking Andres's brain, and just because I'm not real good with business. And so like, you know, I see him as a master of his craft. And then so just kind of shadowing. And again, it's just like looking from afar, you know, and seeing how they navigate through their life, you know, and I pull from that. Two, I always got to shout out my boy Corey, who's my dog, and just we bullshit with each other all the time and really can get under each other's skin. But ultimately, if I need, you know, advice, he gives me solid and real advice. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's, you know, I need that kind of rock too in my life too, where it's just like without the gimmicks, he'll give me it straight. And a lot of the times it's exactly what I need to hear. And three, I guess, just, you know, not to be arrogant, but myself, you know, I think that goes along with the lines of not listening to the people on the podcast anymore and just knowing that what I'm doing is good and worth it and I am worth it. And, you know, I may not have the answers of what's going on, but somehow I never cease to surprise myself and just like how I can rise to the occasion. So, you know, on the books, those are my three.
Yeah. I think there's, I think that the last one is super interesting. Because I think we really undervalue, the way we frame our own life, mm-hmm. you know? And, you talked a little bit about it earlier, and I talked to, you know, clients and friends all the time about, as an influencer, I mean, especially for us being in like the wellness industry, like your goal is not to make me proud of you. You know, my greatest compliment is if I can make you proud of yourself. Like you accomplish something, and like one thing is when, like, when your eyes light up, like a light bulb goes off physically, when like, you've done something physically that you didn't think was possible, or something new. But there's a whole other level when there's an emotional light bulb that goes off. When you achieve something that you physically thought was impossible, or, you know, part of who you are changes, or you realize that there's a little bit more in your tank than you thought before, or on those lines, I think that the identity impact we get to make is something that I cherish above anything else.
Yeah.
And I think that there was a real big shift, two really big shifts in my life that like really molded me to this point. One was, long story short, I had a couple injuries and I went legally blind for about 5 years. And I remember sitting in a parking lot and I was just like bawling my eyes out because I couldn't drive. It was just really painful. And it's one of those things when people are offering you rides and you're just so done, like you don't want anybody's help.
Yeah.
Not because like you're trying to be rude, but it's like I'm just so over having to ask for help or needing help. And somebody who's like a very self-starter, like that time was very humbling, having to ask people to do something that previously you could do for yourself. But in that time, there, I had like this conversation with myself that was like, if nothing changes, like if I never get my eyesight back, out of all the things I've worked for, the accolades, you know, your reputation, the awards, like if all that means nothing, like what have you done that has had eternal impact? And I couldn't think of much. Like all the time spent in the gym, great. Like if I can't see, what good is that?
Yeah.
And it's like, I had to ask myself the question, like what really matters to me, and people matter to me. That was the first thing that came to my mind. It was immediate. Like people really matter at the deepest level. And so like I devoted myself at that time, like I'm going to give every ounce of who I am, like to everybody I come encounter with, because that's what they deserve from me. And if that can inspire somebody else to do the same, like great. But, like we talked at the beginning of this podcast, like if it just changed, if what we did just changes one life, you know, it was worth it. And that was one shaping moment. And this other shaping moment was, I left a place that I had been at, invested in, and for multiple years, I was with these people every single day, saw them, you know, some of them 4 or 5 in the morning, no makeup on, you know, just rolled out of bed. And these are, you know, high achievers. These are surgeons, international pilots, millionaires. And I get them at their me time, you know, and I didn't take that for granted. I really, you know, was humbled by it, but I was like, I've been put in this place in front of these people for a reason. And when I left that place, it was hands down probably one of the top three hardest things I've ever done in my life, was like leaving that place. Because it's not in my DNA.
Yeah.
Like when you're with somebody, like ride or die, like when you love being in the trenches, like when that's, it doesn't feel right. getting out of the trenches
right.
from them, you know, and you know, it has to be a belief system that you've given them everything you could possibly given them at that time. But when I left, there was one instance that really stood out. A young lady came up to me and she was bawling her eyes out and she's like, I don't want you to leave. And this is somebody who every time we showed up was just absolutely straight faced, just like looked at you as if nothing was like getting past. And she was just bawling her eyes out. She's like, don't want you to leave. She's like, I've been severely depressed for the last year. And every day I show up because when I come into this room, I feel hope for the one and only time of the day. And it's like, this is what has kept me alive. And it's, I had this like realization where I just like, I started crying as well. And I wow. think it was this understanding that like body movement is great. Like if we can help people get, you know, the difference between like how to turn on your glutes or your hip hinge, like fabulous. But when you have a story like that, like that's the last thing in your mind when some, this is like life and death. It's part of who you are, your identity. And, you realize that like people are so much more important. Like that time you spend on these phone calls with people, like those are things that they take for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
You know, those are things they take with their friends, they take back into their relationships. And I think it's really important in this space that sometimes it's those identity shifts that take us so much farther than something that's physical.
Yeah.
And it's really easy to fall in that space, especially in gyms, you know, where we have new toys and we got, you know, all these things we're trying to focus on constantly, your mobility, your strength, your performance, your conditioning, like all these books. And we just get caught up in this rat race. And it's like, we have to remember that at the end of the day, like what impact are we actually having on somebody's life that lasts beyond like this flash of time.
Mm-hmm.
And, one thing that I always try to share because it really helped me, like I heard it on the TV, like behind me, and it was like, I had to rewind it. You know, when you just hear like a little glimpse of something, and I rewound it, and it was an NBA legend. They were like, well, who belongs in the Hall of Fame? And his response was, can you tell the story of the NBA without mentioning their name? And I like pondered on that for a long time. And I was thinking about, you know, the people that I impact on a daily basis or I have access to doesn't necessarily mean I'm impacting them. You know, access doesn't mean impact. Like impact and influence, those things take, you know, intentionality. And I was thinking about the people that I have access to. Can they walk away? You know, they go home to their spouse, they go to their boardroom, they interact with their kids, they're in their own brain, you know, having their own conversations. Can they go the rest of their day without thinking about something that I've said or an impact that I left in their life or the way I interacted with them and smiled at them or told them that they were worth it, you know? And it's those things that it's hard to describe to somebody. We know when you're successful, when you've had the impact that you've had with Athletics, it's crazy, you know, but nothing impacts me more than when I see the stories coming back to you.
And that's such an impactful story. And I think what comes to mind is just the idea that you have as a fitness coach, whereas I joke around all the time with the other coaches. It's like, no, we're more like life coaches.
Totally.
You know, I mean, yes, fitness is our vessel of how we reach out to people. And I was laughing. It's like, we could teach you proper hip hinge or how to engage certain muscles. But we don't get caught up on that because it's the bigger picture. And I always try to stress with my athletes or my clients and stuff like that. It's like, they'll call or like they'll call or text like, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't get my workout in today. And I kind of just like, well, okay. Like, I'm not that kind of coach to like scold you for not getting a workout in, but like life happens, right? And so it's always just like comforting them knowing like, dude, that's all right. Like, don't be stressing out about that. Like, what else is going on that you need to vent about? And then they'll go into like their day and stuff like that. And it's like, that is so much more important than they didn't go into the gym and get what I just drew up on a list done. You know totally. What I mean?
Yes.
Like, there is a bigger picture here. And then two things that came into mind too when you were talking about just like transformation events that happened in your life and fear and change. right? Those two things that are always just have such a negative
connotation
to it. Thank you. And for me, it's like the fear when I was getting clean, you know, at 25 and spent more than half my life at that time under the influence, and the fear of not knowing how to live anymore, you know, really brings you back to this, oh shit moment. Like, I need to knuckle up and grow, you know? And so that was one thing that was pivotal in my life, and who made me who I am today. And then change when me and my wife basically quit our jobs and packed up and moved out here to the Northwest, starting completely over. Bro, that was so uncomfortable. And that's when you met me.
Yeah.
You know, and I look back at that time, and even from getting clean, I don't think I have lived like that uncomfortable in my own shoes, you know. And I would rant to you all the time, bro. So thank you for being in here. But I would rant to you all the time, you know, just like starting a new career, not having money, like supporting my wife, like as a male figure, totally. How demoralizing it is. You know what yes. I mean? And kind of tying in to like me being one of my biggest influencers, because I do look around and see how other people live. And let's just say it doesn't inspire me, you know, but in return, it inspires me to be better, you know, and know that I know how to hustle, you know, and get things done and stuff like that. So, you know, but fear and change, I think, keep a lot of people in their boxes, you know, and it's just like encouraging people to live outside that box and the opportunities that arise. And I think that comes with that mindset of off the leash.
Yeah.
Right. That's kind of like the embodiment. Like we're off the leash now. We're outside the box. Like, let's go explore, see what's possible. So with that, like, where would you personally like to see off the leash go? You know,
I think we've both, I don't think we've had a conversation since we met each other without like vision involved, you know, whether it's our own
constantly scheming.
Yeah. Our own, right. It's our own personal lives. And I think that's what makes things, that's what makes, you know, individuals unstoppable. Like one thing that I will say about that, you know, time when you first got here, all these conversations I had was I could tell that there was no situation in your brain where it didn't work out. Mm. You know, like you envision like how things are going to work so many times. You're like, there's this like prepared life mindset that like no matter what comes, like it may suck, but I know that I'm going to find a way through it. And I think that, you know, this like crazy ride that we've been on from the beginning, like ins and outs.
I can't help but laugh. Dude. It's been funny.
Real talk though. But it's just like a firm belief that like you have the ability to maneuver in any situation. Like everything is figure outable. And when we're constantly talking, like rarely have we ever said, I don't think we've ever said, you know, how can we make the most money?
Mm.
You know, and it's like, how do we make this shirt that makes people feel some type of way when they put it on? You know, when they see, you know, like when I see videos pop up and people got our shirt on, yeah. And they're like pointing out, they're like, oh, the least last stuff.
Dude, it's still.
And it's like, there's a pride because it stands for something. And everybody that we have assimilated ourselves with there is a pride in paying the higher price of like, it's never easy, but it's always worth it. And people who are willing to pay the worthy price over and over and over again. And I know for myself, from the get-go and wherever we go, I want to reward people who find the value in paying the worthy price.
Mm-hmm.
And like who don't do things that they have to do, but they choose to do them because it's who they are, you know, whether it's people like getting outside the box. I'll give a shout out to my homie Tyler, mm-hmm. Who was not in the fitness world at all. And then hopped in, worked the front desk, worked with his coach, and running 5K, 10K, running a 50K, and now he's doing a 50 miler. Like, those are the people who inspire me, you know?
Yeah. Shout out to Tyler. We see you.
Yes. And they don't, and those are the people who, like, we want to give our stuff to, you know? Like, how do we empower that? And empowerment has always been probably my number one word, you know? And light a fire and expand your vision. And that's how I've always kind of felt like with you is, you know, you have something absolutely great. And how do we take that and make it as big as possible to empower as many people as possible, whether it be, you know, sponsoring athletes, you know, obviously there's a lot of restraints, like you said, fear, financial.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we take it upon ourselves to give people tangible tools to remove excuses, you know, create FOMO and then remove the excuse.
Mm-hmm.
So we've given you the tools mentally, you know, emotionally, physically, mentally, you know, whatever it is that's holding you back. How do we give you the tools to approach it and then move beyond it? And when that happens, there's just something in the human spirit that wants to pass it on. And so that's kind of has been my constant vision is how do we take what we have, multiply it, and empower as many people as possible to set something free within themselves, you know, that impacts them beyond, you know, the things that we're able to give them. So I think that's my main, you know, prerogative is giving people tangible tools to approach change and fear. Because those, you know, the leashes are different for every person.
Yeah, I think just sharing like what we have right here with other people, you know, as much as we can is my number one goal. Like giving them that little piece of that mindset to go do something that they're scared to go do, to just try it, you know, and to live off that leash. And, you know, I constantly talk about that mindset over limits. And it's like, we can conform ourselves to such a small box because we're so scared of the unknown. And it's like, if we can just reach out with OTL and just encourage people to try and go for that goal that they want, what's the worst that can happen, you know? And how we can do that in a community together, like the power behind that is just, it's magical when it aligns, you know, and you see people start branching off and like, oh man, I went and did this. And it was because, you know, my relationships with you and what we talked about and stuff like that. And really that's the ultimate goal of OTL. And I think when we first sat down and we're just kind of chalking it up of what we want, of what we wanted to do, because it was just our personal goals. And you talked about it briefly. Like, I was doing programming and like, I didn't know where that was going to take us. And I've been doing remote, you know, doing the remote coaching, and that's been a check. And now we're sitting down doing the podcast. So that's a check. And it's just like, we make those things happen. So it's like, it's exciting to see what else comes on. And, you know, we do have some of our shirts printed and stuff like that. So apparel is always something that I've been in big into. Would like to dive into that a little bit more, but then who knows where else. I mean, because we make, like you said, we make so much connections along the way. So it's exciting to see who we're going to meet.
Totally. And I think that there's, you know, one common thread that really substantiates like the impact that we have. And that's, you know, when you wake up in the morning, there's this belief in who you are, you know, what your pillars are, you know, what you stand for. And I think that goes far beyond anything that we can say or do. It's how we live our life day in, day out. It's what creates our credibility, you know, is who we show up to be and how we show up every single time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like, I don't see a different Patty every day I see you. I don't see a different work ethic every time I see you. You just have this Roger that mentality, you know? It's like
Roger that.
It's like whatever's in front of you, it's like life throws curveball, Roger that. It's like we're taking it on no matter what. And there's a firm belief in the morning when you wake up that there's this mindset of how you're going to attack the day, that you don't wait for the situation to arise to decide who you're going to be. You already know, you know, and it's the hard times that you went through, I went through, that has made us, you know, so confident in that no matter what comes, I can remain a consistent me with the character that I have, the work ethic I have, the joy that I have within me. You know, we're not chasing joy down. You know, we're not chasing those things down. We're running with it.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting with it. And there's not a thing in the world that could shake those things, you know. And throughout, you know, everybody that comes in contact with Off the Leash, you know, is that we leave them with a greater sense of not only who they are, but who they have the potential to be. And that's who we see in them. And we're not going to stop until we help them get to wherever they want to be. So, yeah, just super, I'm super humbled that we made this and it became what it is.
Well, as we dive more into it, I'm excited to hear more of your stories, you know, and the personal growth that you made, and then the people that we bring on and seeing how they came up and what makes them tick.
Yeah.
You know, so it'd be real cool to reach out and have those connections with other people.
True, true. Roger that.
All right. Is that it?
Bada boom, bada bang.
All right.
Stay after.